Rashi Gilmaveis Boyabayas Rashi Hasha the Chazin and the Lab Basar Gufa Shadinullah. Now I see that we look at the hand is not totally in the same rishus as the body. So, had that been so, it would create a potential chi of the raisa when somebody would take the from his hand or put it into his hand. So, we see it's considered a separate rishus. Oh. So, do we say me'achmar Allah rabbonon? The chaman now take that the mehevi karmelus should have a status of a karmelus to rabbonon. The person extends his hand out with something in it to another rishus. Cannot bring it back in. It would have to remain extended until the end of Shabbos. Since you're saying it's not considered the same rishus as the body, so the nasis lo rishus acheres mi rabbana. We'll give it instead of a different rishus to Rabbanan. The Gazer Rabbanan rishus midi reyim. The Shabbos Chum didn't make a rishus to Rabbanan. Shalosh lahachlus lahotzim imenu rishus yachad rishus to Rabbim. That this rishus acheris that Chum made is called. You cannot take something from rishus yachad to it, or rishus Rabbim to it, or vice versa. Mishmar karmelis k'detanya mepirkin. It's called a karmelis. Like we have later on in the parak, the Shabbos, and one of them is called karmelis. What is the word karmelis? Rashi says the word karmelis is loshen yaroi bekarmeloi. It's like a yar. It's like a forest. Sheinoloi hiluch tamer the rabbim. Well, itashus rishus yachid. It's not the function of rishus yachid, which is an enclosed area. At the same time, it's not a place which is made for the constant traffic of the rishus rabbim, which would define it as Rishas Rabbim, so it's neither. So do we say that the Chum would do this? Now the Chum would do this, al tzakanas, since he started an Isser of putting his hand out there full of, with the item in the hand, which he shouldn't have done. So you say, therefore we're going to give him a kanas, this kanas of being a karbalish or not. Samura said, we brought a machlokes in the braises, whether it's also a mutter. And they're arguing, seemingly they're arguing in a bias question. And Samura says, no, it's not raya. Both could agree that they did make a gzera that should be a karmelis. They're arguing, in the case over here, one's talking about lamata miyasora, and one's talking about lamala miyasora. Lamata miyur, it's below 10th vachim, which is rabim hu, it's mama. The height, Rishus Rabbim extends up to the height of 10 Tvachim, so he put his hand at Rishus Rabbim. He said Rishus Yachid took something in his hand and put it into Rishus Rabbim. He didn't do Hanacha yet, but he shouldn't have put it there. Shouldn't have done that. So you say, okay, Pinsur Rabbanan, should we Carmelis love the Hadri? So they gave a Kanas and they gave a Dinim a Carmelis. The Malam Ayud, Dabra Makam Patur, who, Kiritnam Ben Zarek, is considered a Makam Patur. The Mishnah says, "Hazorik d'alamis bekosol me'al miyutvachim." So there's one of besides the malacha of going for rishus yachid, rishus ram, or vice versa. There's also the malacha of transporting something in rishus ram itself. It's four ramis, havorst d'alamis rishus ram. But that requires to be chayiv that for that malacha he has to pick it up from rishus ram and he has to put it down in rishus ram. He has to pick it up, go four ramis with it, and put it down. So. Or he can submit them. We'll learn later on in the Zorik. You can draw them later on here. That it can be done. First, Amos can be done through the act of being Zorik, and he can throw it, take it, and throw it for Amos, and it lands for Amos away. He's also chai. Well, he throws it, and there's a wall. Let's say wall of a chutz, or whatever it is, which is after four Amos, and it's a nice. Sticky thing, he throws it and it goes splat on the wall. So it landed, but it landed above 10 tvachim. Because the wall was above 10 tvachim high. So Marcy's potter. Because it didn't land in Rishas Yachid, it didn't land in Rishas Rabbim. It landed in above 10 tvachim, which is not Rishas Rabbim anymore. Azurk Dalaram is the Kaisel, the Malam Yitvachim, is Kazurk Barber. It's like he threw it up into the air and never came down. The potter. The Lahavi Rishas Rabbim, the Malam Yud, Rishas Rabbim does not extend above Yud. Hell, look on Suwu, the lavi surah of it. So he didn't do any type of iser. Therefore, there was no kanas. So now here it seems to be that we're gonna make this kanas up depending whether he did an iser or not. Right? That was what this first suggestion they're arguing in. Caramel is not Caramel. No, they both agree that Caramel is, but only with the Matam Yud. It's the Matam Yud. He didn't do anything wrong. They didn't make it like a Caramel. So we'll make it like a Caramel, and not like a Caramel is at our own leisure. You know? Yeah, nish. The second Pshat said, Idi the Matam Yud. We're going below 10 Tvachim. Well, love Caramel is Tam Yud. And I'm going to tell you that we didn't give a dinner of Caramel. Let me have it just lay out. That it should have its own status of Arishus. We're not going to say that. So what's the difference? Kami Vadyoim, Hashita Mi Vadyoim, if he stuck it up before Shabbos, so Machzira, he can bring it back after Shabbos started. It's even though he had, at the beginning of Shabbos, he had his hand stuck out from the Shas Yach into the Shas Rabin, full of papyrus, but he put it out before Shabbos, he could take it back on Shabbos. The law of Rishus lots, I mean, it's not his own Rishus, it's not a Carmelist. Elabasa group of grayer, we just go with the ikar din the raisa that it's considered. It's not separate rishus. It's part of it. Goes with the goof. So he's not. It's not really in rishus arab. How the price who said that it's also he's talking about he stuck his hand out on Shabbos after already the sun the Shabbos had started. It became dark already. Consul, they made it also. They gave it kanas. But the we didn't. The framework of the kanas wasn't they gave it a status of a caramelist. Deem came because had they given it a status of a caramelist, even from Erev Shabbos would be also. Because if it's a caramelist, it's a caramelist. So in the first case, if Erev Shabbos, he didn't do anything wrong. That's true. But the mice, if it's a caramelist, it's a caramelist. You can't use caramelist at will. It's either. It's an all or nothing proposition, my friend. So if we get Elabas, it's not a caramelist. We can still make it also anyway. I'll give you a kadas, you know. Stay there. Why? Because I said so. But it's not a caramelist? It's not a caramelist. But I still said stay there. The Chumas can tell you to do that also. Elabasabam, it's just a kadas. Now that doesn't seem, the two Rashis don't seem almost, you know, should jump off the page and you're like, what just happened? The first Rashi says, well, make up your mind. You know, no problem. Here's a caramelist. It's not a caramelist. You know, dinner very will go to dinner caramelist. No very, no caramelist. I was saying, listen, it's a caramelist. Very, no very. I don't care if it's a caramelist. You're stuck with the caramelist, you know. And just, unless the. So, I've already had a few people ask me this question. The question is better than the answer, I'm going to tell you right now. So, just warning you on that. I would just suggest maybe. In other words, even though we're giving, I think Lubos asked me the question of the caramelist doesn't. Somebody asked me the question: how high does the caramelist extend? What somebody asked?
Yeah.
Right. So caramelist also has a limitation of yud. So even though we're giving the hand the status of a caramelist, not the rishus, but the malam yud is a makom patur. So. You know, in a certain sense, we're going to give it a status of a caramelist. It doesn't mean there's just a yochir, but it's a funny caramelist. It's like the hand is the caramelist, but because it's the malam and yud, we're not going to want to, you know, we have a right to say, listen, he did nothing wrong, and to make it into a caramelist, which is the malam and yud, you know what, that much we're not going to do. So we can limit the status of caramelist. A, the motivation is not there, and B, it's not exactly your normal caramelist, so we didn't do it. Over here, it's a full-fledged caramelist. He stuck it out. His hand is sticking. It's beginning of Shabbos, if it be a caramelist, beginning of Shabbos, his hand is extended out. It's a caramelist. It's the matam yud. It's a caramelist. And here he is with his hand stuck out. I said, no, but you know nothing wrong. Take it back in. He says, well, that's if you tell me it's a caramelist, you can't say that. Maybe it's again the question is better than the answer. So the Moor came back and said, you know what? If anything, I would present it the other way around. If you're differentiating between from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, I would say Erev Shabbos. In other words, I would say it is Yekka Karmelis. And Erev Shabbos, which even if he'll follow through and finish it off, he won't do any chiyuv, we'll give it then to a Karmelis. on Shabbos, where if he now drops it, he'll be chayiv chatas. We're not going to be maimed our iser in a makom a chayiv chat, a potential chayiv chatas. Mivayom di shalilo. Klomer hechad hashita mivayom. Case he put his hand on erev Shabbos. Sheim tashen ala hachzira yashav. We'll say you can't bring it back in. And b'yashav b'yelav b'chevitz kedil hokol tirchay. So he'll throw it down because it's too hard. He'll just drop it. Also the day chayiv chatas. They'll have a kira b'Shabbos. He can't be chayiv chatas because there's no kira on Shabbos. El hanochel luchudei. He said the rabbanon who the ika. Kion dinis the rabbanon. The also mixosa with the non shnei peturim. Abul turim. We had the mishnah that doing hanochel without a kira is only the rabbanon. So then. Consider Rabbanon, the Chumash said you can't bring it back in. I said it should be a karmas, I'm taking that back. Rashi seems to go without being a karmas. Stomach can ask the Rabbanon, what are you doing with your hands extended out from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos? Keep your hands inside like this. Don't do this. Abu Hecha, the Yoshita, Mishecha Shecha. The Shalilei Miyoro, Ayere Kanash, Shetasreno, Lachziro. He'll say, keep it out, he's out, he's like, I can't handle it. And he throws it down. At that moment, Nimsim is Chayiv Chatas. Chayiv Chatas is Shagig, who is a Shagig. Double A Kira Banach, he did a Kira Banach. So then, no Kansur Rabbana, when I give a Kanas, the Mutab, it's better Shalonik Nisenu, it's better not to make the Kanas, rather Mishanigro, I'm loving the Chilo Shabbos to Raisa. Rather than cause a Chilo Shabbos to Raisa. I mean, the Lecha Shash to Lahachi. You didn't seem to be worried about that. So Tifshit, and you present it the other way around, so Tivshit, we should then be able to resolve Boi de Ravibi's question. The Chachamim are going to keep their Isurim in place, even when there's a potential of causing a greater Isur. And Ravibi's question. Rabbi's shayla, Rabbi Barabai's shayla was hiduk paspatanor b'shabbos b'shagi stuck it in b'shagi. Menisker shu shabbos cut him shetayof, and he realized that shabbos before it baked. The b'kayim alone, the rediyas of pas is shvusi shichachma ben malacha. Taking out the pas is in isid rabbanon in the sefer shabbos. Isurim the rabbanon of the isurim the rabbanon of malachas are called shvusim. There's at least those who learn the reason why it's called a shvus. It comes in lashon of shvois. The chetara was chetara. If you would go back to a Shabbos deraisa, a person would keep a Shabbos deraisa, not a Shabbos deraisa. You tell the guy he looks like he's a goy. You know? I mean, like there's so little to notice at a Shabbos. The chum Shabbos is, you know, that many times is more, I don't know, it's cumbersome in a negative way. It really impacts into how your Shabbos is going to look like. So, thereby, you know, it creates a situation of shvois. There's a Ramban which seems to learn that the shvusim are a semi deraisa. There's a mitzvah of tishbois, which was under the chumash to define tishbois. We have to create a situation of being shvois. So, or Shabbosom, Tishbos. So that's why it's called. It's not just called the Rabban. It's called Shavuos. From the Lashon of Shavuos, command. Desist. Okay. It's the Rabban because it's Chachma ben Malacha. It's not a Malacha. It's only, but it required a lot of care, etc. So they said, you know, we don't want you involved in these type of things on Shabbos. So the question now is: Tira lo yase yisur midivrayim? Would they take off their yisur rabbanon of rediyas apas? We are then he should take it out, cut him shatayof before it bakes. He's chayim mishum oifa shuav malacha. Let him do that, and therefore not come to a chiyuv of oifa. Or do you say, oh lo yatiru lir doisur letiyam in a tana? They didn't allow him to do that. So that was Rabbi's question. We see from the way that the chachamim in the Beis Medrash presented this answer, they did not seem to be worried about that. Morris says no. So Morris says either you're right, you see that your conclusion is correct. The Chachamim and the Rishonim did not, but did feel that the Issur Rabbanan will still stand in the way of this potential Issur D'oraisa. Or the Mor says, Yiboy Seima, I'll tell you that Kan B'mezid is Kan B'shargi. Kan B'shargi, Kan B'mezid. So two issues would have to be Mahasbir. So, but that we see B'shargi, they weren't Karnas. So does that answer Rabbi's question? His case was the case of Shargi. We see B'mezid, they were Karnas. Would that answer Rabbi's question maybe that way? You know, they were Karnas, even though he'll come to Chiyuv. So we still haven't answered Rabbi's question. That's one issue which Rashi is going to deal with. Another issue is the Tosfos says deals with that you didn't really that the potential is answer to Rabbi's question wasn't from the two brises, it was how the Chachamim base better construe the two brises. So saying there's another way to construe it doesn't solve the problem. You still answered Rabbi's question by saying, you know, if everybody in base medrash is willing to explain it this way, it means they felt that Rabbi was, you know, they had an answer to Rabbi's question. They'll say, well, you know, there's another way to construe it. Well, forget I ever said that. We did say that. They all said, yeah, we can learn like this. We're comfortable with that. So say, well, there's another way to learn. That's beautiful. But, you know, so it doesn't have to learn that. Okay, fine. But we see that everybody was really still willing to say that. So that's Tosfos' question.
I mean, in both these cases, isn't there like an onus factor? In other words, if you keep your hand out and then you drop the object, okay, when you drop that object, you're doing so because your onus, you physically can't hold on to it anymore.
It's very hard to say that, you know, if a person just drops it, falls out of his hand, with, you know, physically just drops out of his hand, in a chanami, he's part of it, he says, I can't handle this anymore, and he lets it go, that's, you know, he's an onus. He can hold another minute, so right now you may have a decision. What'll be from a minute from now? A minute from now, it'll fall out of your hand against your will. But right now, if you let go of it, it not just falls out of your hand, you've made a decision. That's not called
it sounds like the guy is... You know, physically won't be able to.
When he physically can't able to, then it falls out. He's not chayiv. But the problem is the guy's going to, there's a lot of pain before physically not able. He says, I can't handle it anymore. That statement, I can't handle it, when the decision to drop it, that's not the reality of you can handle it anymore. Every human being can handle another more after that stuff.
But the chachamim aren't forcing the guy to be over the right. In other words, the guy can still, there's room that the guy can still be an onus.
I understand, but the concern over here, it's not a vada, it's a concern over here that this case is not a vada, it's a suffix, and he might say, I can't do this anymore, and drop it. But once he makes that decision, once he says the words, I cannot do this anymore, and he drops it, that's not true, he can't do it anymore, because if he couldn't do it anymore, he wouldn't have to make a decision. It would fall out of his hand.
Okay, but I guess my point is, the chachamim aren't forcing you into the derisa.
So it's not a vada. Right. Or it's close to a vada, but you know, but it's not a vada. I mean, or what the Ephraim was asking, just bring your hand back in. You know, come, we didn't make you the raisa. Be our render rabbanan, pull it back in. I mean, yeah. But the point, what the chachamim had intended that should happen, the chances are very good you'll have a chiyuv the raisa. It's not a vada. It's not a vada. Yes. The other hands. You know, so then the Pachalton writes Rabbi's question. Rabbi's question is a vadai vadai, and this is not a vadai vadai. But on the other hand, Rabbi's question, there was a standing Issur D'rabbanan which existed, and we're trying to figure out, will we take it away because of this fellow's? We made that Issur, you know, the pass on the Tanner from Erev Shabbos. Don't take it out. Now it comes into conflict with the Raisa. Do we take it away? Over here, we're making the Tekanah Chachila to put a guy in a situation which would probably come to Chiyah. So it has a Milan, has a Chasor. Over here, the whole tekana was made specifically for the situation, which will create a potential. It's like, well, why are you getting involved making the rabbanon, which will cause people to do the rises?
Yeah, but that the rabbanon will create an onus situation, won't it? In other words, because the guy then halachically won't be allowed to take out the pas, and so he's the end of his maisa is not. You know,
baratzon, it's bonus. That's later on. It's not mamash. It doesn't mean mamash achiyev gomer. It means, you know, not, it won't be. It's an avera in the sense that avera was done.
Right.
But he's not going to be chayev skila. because somebody went and grabbed them afterwards, you know, says, you can't do it, you know. So he's trying to get it out. So, you know, he's an artist at that point in that situation, you know, which is an interesting issue. But the Maisa and Veira was full of Veira was, let me tell you, the Veira full of Veira was done. There was a Chilul Shabbos done through the Chachamim. And over here there was no Chilul Shabbos. But over here we're making the Tekana Chachila to cause a potential Chilul Shabbos. So the guy might decide, I'm going to drop it. So each one has a mile and has a concern. Anyway, so Tosis says to answer to Mimazber, how you would be able to get away from answering the question. It's like this: we have a baya shaila. We're saying, you know, you can't prove a baya because I can construe the brisa this way, right? We have Rabbi Baya shaila, which says that. So I'm trying to say, well, you can't prove a baya. And Moshe says, well, if you can't prove a baya, you're stuck proving Rabbi. Because you're right, if I get to the situation where that's pshat on the brisa, I would be inclined to understand the brisa this way. But if you tell me there's another way to learn the brisa, so I have another way to say, I'm not going to answer abaya, A, but I can learn the brisa a different way, B, so I'm showing the mezeh, which is, you know, and that's not b'chal mat araya. So I would rather learn the brisa that way, and then not answer by or a bibi. So once you're giving me an option, you say, well, you see the fact that you said that means you're very... I only said that because I felt I had a need to go to this approach. And if I went to this approach, I would go this way. So you know what? I won't go this approach. I'll go a different approach. So Tosis says... Right. So I never come to a full resolution of Rabibi because I could learn. Remember, this is the terrace number two. We already said terrace number one. So I have terrace number one, which would be a resolution to abaya. No, there's no resolution to abaya. So I'll say terrace number two. Terrace number two will say, but then you'll answer a bibi. No, I can't answer a bibi because I could go back and say maybe it's like one. I think you have to add in the choices, even though there clearly is an inclination in that way. They're saying, well, if I'm stuck to say the brisa, it means it's way. This is how I would say it. But I don't have to say that way at all, so I can't give a full resolution to a bibi. I think that's what the Tosis is saying. Okay. V'shagala konsur rabbonim. Zakarashi, so now you're still going to answer a bibi. The rabbibi lo tishit. Zakarashi, no. Mihalcha, lo le isra v'lo le heter. So then this will not prove isra or heter from these two braises. The haidu lo konsur v'shagay. The reason why they didn't make the kanas b'shagig was la mishum chashasha the dil mashari lehum yare. The reason why they didn't make the, say, oh, we're worried about the rices. You know what? We can't do this. Oh, you see, we're worried about the rices. Or Bibi says we're worried about the rices. No, that wasn't the reason why they didn't make the kanas over here. They said, it's a shagig. They didn't do anything wrong to start with. We're not going to give the kanas to start with. El mishum delay, ovid yisur b'mezin. There was over there, these apostles, was an established issue which existed. The question was, should we take it away because of the potential issue of the rice? Over here, we're sitting, well, let's see, did he do something wrong? Should we make a kanaz? Sure, you don't make a kanaz to start with. There's nothing to do with Rabibi's question. Hachal Akonis, I'm sorry. Le'obani served Memezit, v'chazoros yoda ena afila shvus, ilamashim kanaz, v'hachal Akonis. There's no issue to Rabbanan to start with. We're contemplating making one. So you know what? Don't make one. You know nothing wrong. Aber dies apash vusu. It's an established iser. Benigzer b'minyan is already made by a decision of the bezdin. Which and it's done. It's a fact. And we shum karem sheyabla de chiyav chatus because now this guy is worried about his chiyav chatus. Like, we're not going to take away your iser because of your chiyav chatus. So we have no riot to Rabbi's question. The fact by the case of Shogeg, we did not make a gzeirah, no riot at all. Did not make a kanas, no riot to Rabbi's question. Because over here there's no reason to make the kanas to start with. Over here, this is the Rabbanan exists, and we're trying to figure out, will we take it away because of his problem? Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. Okay, so now prove. Maybe from the, but the other brisa says by Mezid, right? They did make the kanas, so you should be able to resolve Rabibi that way. So you see that even though he's coming to, going to come to an Isser, we said, you know, keep your hand out there. Listen, not me, Lotish. No, you can't prove Isser either. I mean, a concept of Mezid, have to give a kanas of Mezid. The Hosam Lekal Mechash Dilma Lishdinu. She's chayiv Mrs. Besdin. What do you say? Well, maybe he'll come to. Again, if it falls out of his hand, but oinus, it fell out of his hand. If he makes it that we should contemplate the guy's going to decide to throw it down, what Meshuggah is going to decide to throw it down? He'll be chayiv Mrs. Besdin. Right? So, over there, we're not worried about the very happening because it's not going to happen. He's not going to do it. Maybe that's why we said, okay, we're going to make a kanas. It says, oh, hey, Rabbi, you make me do the rest. He says, I'm going to make you do anything. That's your decision. And you're not going to do it. He says, I will do it. He says, here's what the best in the skill place looks like. He says, okay, I changed my, I'll keep my hand up. You know, he's not going to do it. But over here, by the case of Rabibi, what's he supposed to do? If he can see in the lay, if we leave the issue to run in place, Milaradis, a karka yiskaim is bezin. So he's, the bear is there. So, well, that's it. He put the bread in and it baked. So that was supposed to happen. Okay, lo yisach chotzer. Shoyim and besoichom, mutzer lachzir. He can bring him back to that chotzer. Avla chotzer cheres, asmucha lo, osa lo zarka. But the next chotzer over, he can't throw. So now, so there is a halacha later on of throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. The Morris will talk about it at the bottom of the Amid. Or there is a halacha of passing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. So there's a more later on. The Morris says, we learn out the halacha of Hitzah from the Mishkan. Where was Hitzah in the Mishkan? Hitzah in Hafnosa. There was these agolas, these wagons, which were used to transport the krushim. And when they would dismantle the Mishkan, they would put the krushim onto the agolas. The agolas were Rishus HaYochid. They were large enough to be Rishus HaYochid. So he would take the krushim, which is part of the whole Mishkan area, which is not Rishus HaRabim, the gathering place of all of Klal Yisrael, and you would take the krushim and put them onto the agola. So that's the form of hachnosa from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. When they were going to set up the Mishkan, they got to the place where in camp, they would take it from the Agola and put it down. But when they would load the Agolas, there were four Agolas which carried the Krushim. The Agolas were set up, one Agola, two Agola. They were set in two parallel rows of two. And they would pass the Krushim onto Agola number one, and from Agola number one they would pass to number two. They never passed from this one to their left or to their right. They always went passed forward.
Why is he going to the Rishizuyah?
It's 10 Tfachim high, and it met the criteria of Rishizuyah. So the Gemara says, if we're learning from the Mishkan, so you had a Gola and one Gola, in between was Rishus HaRabim. So they passed from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid in one, if it was in one parallel row, that was Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. That's Chayiv. To pass across to the other side, so if there'd be two, if you'd have Rishus HaRabim, and you have two people's porches sticking out over Rishus HaRabim. Right, you know, and so Reuven and Shimon are out in their porches. They both are in this apartment building. They have their porches sticking out, and there's an airspace between the two porches. So that airspace is the airspace of over Rishus HaRabim. So Reuven passes over to Shimon on that same side of the street. He passes over. That's the sort of passing from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid above Rishus HaRabim, and that's going to be chayiv even above Yud. We'll see later on. Okay, but if he has a guy cross the street, and he throws it across the street, or he passes it across the street, you know, he's got a very long arm, right? Right? That will not be chayiv. That's called the yuta achas in one row, or the shnei yutas in two rows. So there is a care. So in this case over here of one chutzer to the other chutzer, we're talking about either a chutzer which was across. It's not a chayiv deraisa that we're talking about. It's only a chayiv derabanan. But the ma'aseh, we said, excuse me, you can't do this. Or we're talking about that there was no airspace between the two chutzeres. Then it's just to another chutzer without any Rishus Rabbah involved. That's the Rashi's language. It sounds like Rashi says chutzer smuchalo, that the chutzer is right next to it. We said, even so, you cannot throw. You can take it back to the chutzer where you are and nowhere else. So he says, what's the difference? L'chi techel Allah kur de milcha. He answered back with a joke. Kishatindudli kur shamelach armel chutzai mashal davar. If you go out and measure me a kura's worth of melach, which is a lot of salt, by the way, so I'll explain it to you. And then explain it to him. Lishna Karina, a second shot, the word techel doesn't mean measure, which even the word kol does mean, can mean to measure. It's the kishat hoichel ala kura's melach. You're going to sit and eat a kura's of melach's worth of this thing. You're not going to be able to compare the two things. Why? In one, his intent was accomplished. Machshavtei she niskaima lithnosim bichatzer zelo niskaima. If he brings it back, nothing happened. Hegalo gozer, they didn't make an issur. Avla chatzer cheres niskaima machshavtei. He accomplishes what he wants to get it out, at least that part of getting out of this chatzer. Regozer, and therefore we've made a derabanan. Dilma zimach riti shadrahu l'rishus rabim. The next time he'll be mistakenly throw it down into the rishus rabim. He said, no, we're not going to allow you to get involved to get it out of here. It's going to come back here. So, but if he says he can actually remove it, so this time he removed the Baruch Hashem to a chatzah on the Durbanah. But the next time he might remove it to a chatzah, which is to Rabban Duraisi. Okay. So I'll do more. Gufa. Boy, Rabibi Barabaya. Hidden Paspataner. So this is Rabbi Shaila. He put the bread on the tanner. Did they allow him to take it out before the chiyav chatas or not? So the Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi bar Abaya l'Ravina." So hechi dami. Let's talk about this question. What was the scenario? Ilema b'shaygeg. So the scenario was he put it in. He forgot it was Shabbos, or he forgot you can't bake on Shabbos. So he said, and he never realized what he had done. So Laman Hitiru. So if he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, so we can't discuss if you're allowed to take it out or not, because he doesn't know that you have to take it out. Right? El Velalab must be. The Hadar Idkar, he came back and realized, I made Shabbos. So Mi Mechayev, is he Chayev Achatas in that situation? Well, Tanam, we learned in a Mishnah. He has to be a shagig all the way through. So by now, the time the chi of chatas comes for the baking, he's not a shagig anymore. He's aware of the fact that he's been mechal Shabbos. So the more sees that. No, but I mean, the language is you can come to a chi of chatas. He's not going to come to a chi of chatas. That was the language. Was would we permit him to be meradit before in order to cut him shiyavu l'day chi of chatas? He will not come to a chi of chatas in this situation. Now there is a case later on if he forgets again, he's chayav chatas. As long as the beginning or the end is a shoygeg, even though the middle is not a shoygeg, he's chayav chatas. But that, you know, Sir Bibi's question was in a case where in between we should be matter because we're afraid he might forget again and become, I pay it Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. And then forget all Shabbos. Like, you know, not Mistar, but that was Bibi was dealing with that case. We're going to be matter it now while he's aware because he might forget again. So that's not Mistar. It's Ella B'mezit. So the case wasn't Shogeg, so the case was B'mezit. So then the language is also wrong, It's not a chiyuv chatos. Some shemul day iser skilim miboyerle. You should say that we would want him. We would remaster it in order to prevent him from coming to an iser skila.
Does it have to turn into an iser skila? Because if he leaves it in there, he's just going to eventually turn to charcoal. I mean, it's only becomes. Puts the bread in.
Right.
It only becomes, or he puts the dough in. It only becomes bread when he takes it out before it gets knocked up. If he leaves it in there, it's not bread. It's going to just turn to charcoal.
Well, right now it's bread, and later on it'll become charcoal. But right now it's bread. It bakes, and it's bread.
Well,
you know, you're right. If he leaves it there further, so something happens. But meanwhile,
why do we say that's the trigger for the heel? Because he's not getting any use out of it. I mean, if you put it in, say if you put the bread right in the fire for the purpose of the dough in the fire for the purpose of fuel.
So he's chayav al simloch of mavir.
No, but
I'm saying. We're not dealing with usage right here. The person did something. So you want to ask, is it called Melechus Mashavis? I call it Melechus Mashavis. He put it in and accomplished his purpose. Now, he decided to keep it there further, so that's his decision. Rabbi made him do it. Good, that's right. But regards to the Melecha, he did a Melecha, and it resulted in beautiful loaf of bread. Whether what will happen afterwards, which shouldn't change that. Tosfos does point out the language of the Gemara is doesn't say chiyuv skila, it says iser skila, which is what Tosfos points out, because the Maisa, he won't be chayv skila mamish, because the reason why he's not bringing it back, because the Chum said he can't bring it back, so now he's an oinus. So he'll be chayv skila. But it's an iser skila, the malacha, in the sense that the malacha was done. But again, the language of Rabibi is wrong. So the Mora is going to say, Omer Rav Shila, so Rav Shila answered, La'olam b'shoyge. So the question was, who are we talking about? But Lamanatiro, the issue of being matter was lacherim. This was being matter other people to take it out to save this fellow from a chiyuv chatos. He's, you know, absent mind or whatever, and he's, you know, he puts it in and he walks away. He says, man, this guy's become a chiyuv chatos. I better take it out. Were we matter it or not? That's the question. So that's what Rav Shila says. So maskler Rav Sheshes.
So are we done with the question where he puts it in, then he recognizes?
Oh.
And then, is he allowed to take it out then, or is he allowed to take it out? Did we answer that already?
Well, we haven't answered that. We're trying to figure out what the question was. We haven't come to resolution to the question. We're saying, where Bibi asked the question, what was Bibi? What did he have in mind? Did he have in mind a chiyuv chatos? That doesn't make any sense, because there'd never be a chiyuv chatos. If he's not aware, so we can't be matter for him. We say, by the way, I don't want to tell you what has happened, but go take it out and we matter this. What does that mean? That doesn't make any sense. He's coming and asking Shaila, I'm aware of Shabbos, what should I do? Well, if once you wear Shabbos, you're not Chayav Chatos. Right? So he's not talking about that. So we're talking about a case where he's not aware, he walked away being blissfully unaware, and somebody realizes, wants to help him, and he's going to walk back and say, Oyvei, I was going to call Shabbos, and I'm Chayav Chatos. Because it's baked already. So let's let little old me run in and save him from that. That's that was Rav Shila's understanding of what the question was. So Maskalah Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has the following question. We're not going to matter you to do a virus to save him from a virus. That's not... So what's the Shaila? Obviously we're not going to be matter. Tosfos raises the question that's not true. We do find scenarios where the Chum actually were matar averus in order to save people from other averus, you know, or mitzvahs, etc. One example, Tosfos, is there's an isser asay of being makriv by the korban makriv a korban after the korban talmid of Shabbat Raboy. So So if you have a situation where a person is wants to be the exception being the carbon pesa, let's say a person is a tful yom, I'm assuming mechusa kippurim. So if you bring his carbon, which is matar him, he'll be able to eat the carbon pesa tonight. If you don't bring it, he won't. Well, he didn't make it till after the carbon talmid. So the more discusses over there, well, we will be matter. Maybe the Kayain, being over the Isser of being makar for korban after the korban talmid, in order this guy should be zecha to eat a korban pesach, because the korban pesach is a chi of koris, and this is only an Isser Aseh. So we're discussing that the kayan should be over an Isser Aseh, that shmeril should be get his korban pesach. The Gemara says a person who is a chatzim a chatzim and he kept him can it's a peruvu. Even though there's an Isser Aseh of freeing your avid, we say to the second owner, there's two owners, the owner of Shutvis, one freedom. Once one freedom, he can't marry, Basil can't marry a shifra, he can't marry anybody. So we make the other owner free him and be over the Isser of freeing an avid. You're not supposed to free an avid, Kanani. Except for, right, we be making me over the Isser of freeing him in order that the avid should be zechut peruvu. Wunderbar. So we do find cases where the Chumim, but it tells us that each one, there's some except those were exceptional, whatever it is. In general, we not do that. So that can't be what, that cannot be what Rabbi Ravaya Shiloh was. So what was the Shiloh? Elam Ravashi lo'olam b'meizim. The case is amazing. Ve'ema, kodem shiur l'day, it's just skill. We'll have to rephrase Rabbi's question. You're right, Rabbi's question wasn't, the words that he asked weren't kodem shiur l'day chiyav katas. Rabbi's question was, a person who put bread into the tana b'meizim, will we be matzah the mirada before he comes to an Isser skill or not? Ravacha b'rei the rova masin l'behedra. So Ravacha actually had his Masara of what Rabbi said was in the following way. So it was this clearly, it was directly discussing Isser Skila, and not only that, but he had it not as a question, but as a statement. Omer Rabbi Barabaya, Hidri Pas Betaner, Hitira Lele Doisa, Kadam Sheva de Isser Skila. That the Chumim were matzah. Let's see Rashi. Lo Yitker. He didn't realize before it baked. He didn't realize he forgot of Shabbos or that it's also to bake, and he didn't realize. So Manatiru, he's not coming to ask because he doesn't know there's anything wrong. Well, he had a vitter. He realized before it baked. Will it be chayev chatas when it bakes? Tchilasa b'soifa. Tchilasa malacha b'soifa. It has to be the whole time of the veru, the beginning and the end. He didn't realize to be chay b'chatas. So it says the question is lacherim. Acher shiroa, somebody else who saw a boy lefanin is coming to bez and lishol. He's coming to ask. Can he reduce it? He can take it out. He wants to save his friend from chay b'chatas. V'charim lo la'adam say v'chatei iser kal k'neshal yo ischay b'chavercha einash chamer. Even if your avera is only a siddur rabbanon, it's a chachven malacha even, and this guy has a fee of a fee on Shabbos, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to matter your reserve for because of him. Behedya, he has the word skila explicitly in Rabbi's phrase, and furthermore, b'loshen pishitusa, b'loy b'loshen ba'aya. He has it as a statement, not as a question. Master Rav Acha b'rei de Rava milsa de Rabbi. So Rav Acha b'rei de Rava has Rabbi's statement as a word. It's a statement, not as a question. Okay, let's just let it limit to the next piece of Gemara. Pasha on Yisyadai, so the only put his hand out, and the Balabai was and put it, the Balabais was standing there with his hands open, and he put it into the hands of the Balabais. So he did the whole malach. He did the kira and the hanocha by putting it into the hands of the Balabais. And the Mishnah says, chayiv. Some words in the chayiv. Why is it chayiv? Avinan, akira, hanocha, mi'al mok, gami mokam, dalet al dalet. Beleka. The kira and hanocha require a surface of four tefachim by four tefachim. It has to be on a sizable surface. Rashi says, because remember we discussed the idea of Akira and Anocha. Akira is the item has a place and you're uprooting it from its place, and Anocha is you're giving it a new place. So in general we know that the definition of a Malkum, giving it a place, is 4x4. So it has to have been in a place to have an Akira. You can't uproot it from a place if there's no place to start with. You can't, and it's not called putting it in a new place unless it's putting it in a new place. So you need dalet al dalet. Well, the hand is not dalet al dalet. Tosfos says it learns it out from the Mishkan. Actually, it's not just Tamas Svara. It's in the Mishkan. That's why Kiran Nacha were done like that. So Omer Rabba, how money Rabbi Kiva? Dabar lo binin makam arba al arba. The Tan of this Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, which does not have this requirement of a place of 4x4 for a Kiran Nacha. Where did Rabbi Kiva say that? So the Mor is going to bring a Mishnah, and the Mor is going to present one explanation of how to understand the Machlokes, and based on that explanation, this requirement of the Dalal will not exist according to Rabbi Kiva. The Mor is then going to question and say, well, there's other ways to learn up that Mishnah, thereby not really resolving our question. So what exactly is this Mishnah? Lewis, I see you're holding a question. It's not. Zerk Mishas HaYachid, Mishas HaYachid, Mishas Rabin Behemsa. See, it's also one Mishas HaYachid, another Mishas HaYachid, through Rishas HaRabin. So I told you before, the act of passing, we have the rules of, it passes through Rishas HaRabin, as long as it's in the same row, it's Chayiv, across the street it's not Chayiv. Zerk, across the street, maybe it's a different thing. They didn't throw the crusher. Right? So we're not learning Zerk from their B'chalal, it's a different thing. It's a thing called Zerk. So now, a person throws from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabin, he's Chayiv. Throws 4 hours to Rishas HaRabin, Chayiv. Throws from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid, through Rishas HaRabin. It didn't land on Rishas HaRabin. So obviously, he's not Chayiv. Rishas HaRabin of Amsa, Rabbi Kiva and Chayiv, Chayiv and Poitra. Chayiv says he's Potter, and Rabbi Kiva says he's Chayiv. No, it went from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid, through Rishas HaRabin. Watch out on Rabbi Kiva. Rekiva Sabr Amrinan Kluta Kamisha Hunt Khadamya. Rabbanan Sabri Lerman Kluta Kamisha Hunt Khadamya. There's a concept called Kluta. In our sense, absorption is Klita, right? You absorb the immigrants, it's called Klita. So Klita is to take something in. So as the item travels through the Rishas HaRabim, it's in the Rishas HaRabim. That itself is in the Rishas HaRabim, is as if you put it down. There's a concept of kluta, but right now that it's enveloped in the Rishas HaRabim as if it's been placed. And that's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. So we look at it in halacha.
Does the trajectory make a difference?
Below 10. Below 10. So Rabbi Kiva looks at it, but what has happened is it went from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim, and then from Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYachid. And later on we'll see there's a Tanur told Yishchayach two, one for Haitzah, one for Achnos. Right, it's two separate things. We'll deal with whether it's chayv two or one. But that's what we're keeping out. There was no dalet al dalet there. It didn't even stop. So obviously, there's no mukam dalet al dalet. So lechera, that would be prove that you don't need that. Now, there's a big shalom lechareinim. I just want to tell you this big shalom lechareinim. How to understand? We say kluta kamisha hun chadamia. Where is it munach? Deal with the nafkamina in a second, but Rekiva looks at it as well, it's trembling there as if it landed on the ground. He sees it's in the Rishas HaRabim, so it's if it's on the ground in the Rishas HaRabim. That looks like dalal dalal to me. If Rekiva's machadah is the kluta kamisha hun chadamia, we consider it like it's on the ground, so it is dalal dalal. Or do we look at it, Renachem Zemba has the shaila, or we look at it as if it's in the air? It's kluta. The Rekiva's kiddush is airspace versus rabim is also a place of hanocha, but it's air still. Doesn't have dalal al dalal. It's kluta in the air of the shuz rabim. So it's like it's munach on air. Okay, it's not dalal al dalal. So obviously the Mor is assuming that it's munach on the air, not on the ground. And there are ramifications of it. He has a whole siman discussing the nafkamina. He doesn't bring the raya from this. It's very funny. He doesn't bring the raya from this. The Stifer brings the raya from this Gemara, the Chara, that to his Shiloh.